First off, like you said, I'm Anthony, KVPS student staff, with the guest here, newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Amelia Goddard. She goes to Sherwood High School representing the Metro West. My first question is, how does it feel to be the Rose Festival Princess?
It feels amazing. There was so much hard work that went into the application process. And the Rose Festival program is such a prestigious and highly selective group of young girls. So I just feel honored that I was selected and I'm able to be around other girls who are also super motivated and are doing amazing things in the world. I'm just excited. I'm ready.
Right. How does it feel to represent your school as a whole?
Yeah, it feels good as well. I grew up in Sherwood. I went through kindergarten through now a senior here at Sherwood. And I would say Sherwood is my home. The community is such a tight-knit, close group of people. And I just feel really blessed that I'm able to be now a representative and spokesperson for the community. And I want to represent it well.
Okay. Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Yeah, my grandma and my mom really pushed me to try out for it. I didn't know a whole lot about it before I started researching and looking into it and looking at past princesses. And I realized how amazing of a program this is and the exposure that I'm going to get into the real world, as well as different trainings that's going to teach me some new skills to help me in the professional world after the program. There was no way I could ignore something like this. It was just such a great opportunity.
Yeah. And what was your community's reaction to you being selected?
They have been so supportive so far. I walked into school and just teachers were congratulating me left and right. And I felt so seen and heard. And I just love knowing that they have my back as much as I have their backs. It's a great feeling.
I bet it is. And why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
The Rose Festival is such a traditional experience in a program that the platform that they have to represent a community well is just one of the most important and valuable things to me when I wanted to look into the program, into joining it. And being able to step into this more leadership role and a public figure, I want to make sure I am portraying what a kind and respectful and just positive human looks like. And I hope I portray it well. But it, to me, being a Rose Festival princess means that I'm going to be treated, or not treated, but it just means I'm going to have more high expectations and a better public, to be a public role model to the community.
Yeah. So what life experiences helped you find the confidence to like want to be a Rose Festival princess and pursue it?
A couple years ago, some of the kids at Sherwood High School, we got together and decided that we wanted to create a Black student union at Sherwood. And it's just been like a community group for us to all get together and hang out and share like experiences. And while I was only a co-founder and just helping with the process of getting it started, I recently took over as president and have been serving as president for the past 2 years. And I think the leadership role with that and the responsibility and hard work and grit that comes with having to be in charge of a club helped give me some of the confidence of just leadership and public speaking and outreach to the community. That definitely helped. I've also been on two humanitarian mission trips to, no, I've been on three, four, no, I can't remember, but to two countries, Cambodia and Ethiopia. And so being able to see different perspectives of life, it opened my eyes to how I wanted to reflect that onto my own life and how I wanted to treat the people around me and how I respect new things.
I feel that. Okay. The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
What is my dream for Portland? I envision that there will be, that Portland will have a revival. I envision it. It has such a celebratory history to it, where Portland is this vivid and just uplifting commute or like landmark. And I really feel like Portland is going to step back into its roots, and it's going to reclaim the hype, almost the hype around Portland and what makes it special. And because it is so unique, so many tourists want to come see it because it just has amazing landmarks and it's just a historical place.
So you said you were from Sherwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your dream for Sherwood?
Dream for Sherwood? I just dream that it's going to keep having the tight-knit community that it already has. I feel like we are, Sherwood as a community is great about recognizing accomplishments and really supporting it among the students and among the people as well. We also come together when it's time to come together and support one another. If our community is going through a hardship, we're all there for each other. So I just hope that it continues to be this collective group of people that can really come and support one another.
All right. What are some of the hobbies that you enjoy doing inside and outside of school?
Yeah. My favorite thing I love to do is play tennis with the Sherwood girls tennis team at the high school. It is the best after school activity. The girls are wonderful. The coaches are wonderful. It's an amazing program where we're just blessed with great equipment and coaches. And so tennis is definitely what I look forward to participating with after school. Inside of school, I love the Black Student Union. I love the group and community that we have formed. And yeah, that's, I love it.
Is there a lot of kids in that program, the Black Student Union program?
We have a good group of students in the Black Student Union. And there, I'd say there's around 30 ish, give or take, who consistently come to the meetings. And meetings are just, that's a more uptight word, but really it's just during our flex periods we'll all come together. Yeah, I'm probably around 30.
And what are your goals for the future?
Well, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur in some sorts. Whether I'm really interested in the fitness field, so whether that's kinesiology or training, I would love to pursue something alongside of that while combining my interests in running a business and managing that. I dream for just success and I think health for my family in the future. I'd love to make that a priority to take care of my family and my friends as well.
Yeah, that's good. Now, some fun questions, I guess. Do you use social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media to use?
I do use social media. I think my favorite maybe is just Instagram, because I like how Instagram is now becoming, multiple generations are joining onto it. So I can see what my friends are up to, but I can also see some of the people I look up to of the older generation when they're posting. So I like seeing people's families and seeing the fun activities people get to do.
And what's your favorite type of music? And do you have any favorite artists or song?
I don't really listen to that much music. I kind of just listen to whatever is on the radio, I think.
So I'm listen not to us.
I listen to you, of course. No, I'm not really picky. I really like a lot of things. I'll just, usually if I'm in the car with somebody, I'll let them take over the music, because I'm happy with whatever. I'm not really picky.
And everyone has a secret superpower. What would you say is your secret superpower?
I don't think many people know that I wake up before school to go to Pilates classes. It's kind of a silly one. I don't think that's a superpower in any way. That's hard to label a superpower, but I don't think many people know that. Kind of like my time to exercise before life gets super busy after school, I can squeeze it
that's
in.
That's definitely a useful skill to have, especially like when you're going to be older, you need to prioritize things. So that's good. Yeah. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess Amelia Goddard from Sherwood, representing the Metro West. I'm Anthony Jones, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much.